Have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 11 this morning. Hebrews chapter 11, I want to begin reading this morning at verse 8, if God will be our help. If you have your place, stand in honor of the reading of God's Word. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 8. The Bible says, "By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise." Now watch verse 10. "For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God." I want to preach a little while this morning, if God will be my help on this thought, looking for a city. Looking for a city. As we see this here in the text that we read in your hearing this morning, we see the writer of Hebrews is speaking to one of the great patriarchs. He's speaking about Father Abraham, and he speaks of him when he does speak of him, he speaks of a man of faith. He speaks of him as someone who understood that there was a God in heaven, somebody that loved him and was watching over him. And he began to realize that God was all on his side, and that he was somebody that needed help. When we realize this morning that God is on our side and that we need help, I want to say, glory to God, it won't be long till help will be on the way. God will step out in the portals of glory. He'll come down to where you are, amen, through the Spirit of God, through the teaching and instructing of His Word, and He'll begin to help you to acknowledge just exactly where you are and exactly what you need. And He will begin to meet your need. You say, "Preacher, do you really believe that?" If I didn't believe that, I'd pack it up, fold up the book, go to the house, and quit and never look back. But I'm glad today that I know He's a God and He's real. He's looking down upon us with an attitude of love and a compassionate heart, and He cares for me and you. He's there to help us and encourage us. But I see here as Abraham, God was preparing him for a journey. You know what kind of journey He was preparing him for? The same journey He prepared us for. A journey called life. Amen. And I want to say this morning, if we ain't prepared for the journey called life, we may just miss it. Amen. But when we focus on God and godliness, we realize, boy, what a pleasant journey it is. The Bible says that this is a day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Because God gives us every day. Every day we have is a gift from God. How many times do you take it for granted? Young people, listen, don't take these days that you have for granted. Amen. Enjoy every day. Get up every morning, amen, with a smile on your face. And say, "Boy, God made this day, and I'm going to enjoy what He made." Let me just say something, young people, especially young people. Hey, God don't make junk. Amen? And if God made this day, God gives you this day, praise God, we ought to just praise and rejoice God in it. Amen. Just praise His holy name. Just get up, praise Him, thanking Him for the day, His gift. Praise God, His good things is going to come out of it. Praise God, going to have an attitude of praise, amen, an attitude of gratitude to the Lord Jesus Christ, thanking Him for all that He's done thus far. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm just getting out of bed. He ain't done nothing yet." Praise God, if you're able to open your eyes, glory be God, He's done something all night long. He's kept and preserved you. Amen. But we see here that the writer's talking about faith. Now, the chapter 11 of the book of Hebrews is all about the faith. Amen. It's all about having faith. But we have the question, where is our faith at today? What do you have faith in? Amen. Brother David got up this morning and thought he got in that old van and started church. And he had faith that old van would get him there. Amen. But guess what? It did get him here eventually, but praise God, it could let him let you down on the side of the road. Amen. It could slow you down. But praise God, when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He will make a way. Amen. So we see Father Abraham, he gets ready. God's preparing him for this journey called life. And as he began to prepare for it, he began to look for a city. Amen. See, God had done revealed something to him, praise God, and he wasn't satisfied with status quo. He wasn't satisfied with just having these things that we see all around us. That wasn't His desire. But He desired something that was far greater than this world had to offer. Amen? I desire something this morning that's far greater than this world has to offer. I desire a heavenly place. Amen. So we see here the Bible says that by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go. Now I want to say, number one, the call. When he was called to go, the first thing that we have, amen, with a relationship with God, when the call comes. And when the call comes, there's got to be a starting place. I wonder, have you come across your starting place yet? I believe there's a lot of folks, God's speaking to their heart, God's a calling place. He said the fields are ripe already to harvest, but the laborers are few. He said there's not a whole lot of folks going to work in the field. Amen. He said there's a call, praise God, that's going out, but there's not a whole lot of work being started. Amen. But he said the call to go out. Amen. We received the call. You received the call. I received the call. When God called me to preach. Amen. Hey, I'll be honest. I didn't want to. There's a lot of people say, well, you know, you do it because you want to. I didn't want to. I told you before, my brother ought to be the best preacher in the country because I prayed back God to use him. And he did. He's pastoring a little church down in Madison County. And he ought to be the best. I said, oh, God, use Roger. Amen. I lift him up every time. Oh, God, use Roger. But one day he sat down. He said, I will, but I want you too. And after about 3 years of being beat down and by the devil, amen, praise God, I fell on my knees. I said, oh, God, here am I. And you know what? It ain't been the same since. Amen. They was a call, praise God. Now, I done everything I could. I mean, I sung in the choir. I taught Sunday school, taught the young people, done as much I could, amen, for the good God of glory. Tried to witness and tell people about Jesus, but amen, that's not what he wanted me to do. He wanted me to do more. So he gave out a call, amen, praise God, and I couldn't resist the call no more because God had a starting place for me. Amen. When God calls you, He's got a starting place for you, a place to get started. Amen. The call to go out into a place for which he should act or receive for inheritance, obeyed, he went out, not knowing whether he went. So I want you to see this morning today with a call that went, a call to go, and the Bible said that he went out. Amen. So the call comes to you, and I believe it's the call come to some of you folks sitting right here this morning, that God spoke your heart, he's called you out. Amen. He's called you to separate yourself and come out from among them. Amen. To be a separate people, to be used mightily of God. And the calls are going out. He's calling and he's calling. And praise God, he's waiting on us to just start, praise God, in the right direction. You say, well, preacher, Pastor Jeff, I can't do that. Amen. I want to say, glory be to God. All you've got to do is submit to him and make a start. Let him start you, praise God, and off you'll go. But you know what? We're living in a society. It's all about convenience. Amen. All about convenience. We want our push lawnmower to go out there and hit a button and it start. We want it to be self-propelled so we don't even have to push it. We can just walk behind it. Amen? But you know what? If we ain't careful, we're like, you ever have one of them old lawnmowers? You had to take an old rope crank, Brother John, put around it and wrap around and around and around, and then you get back and you jerk it with everything you had. And if it fired, boy, you was good. If not, you'd have to do it all over again. But I think that's the way a lot of us Baptists are. Amen. God's got given us a starting place. He's a jump starting. But praise God, we're saying, Lord, you'll just have to wrap the rope one more time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, we need to find us a starting place. Praise God. The Bible said that he spoke to him, he called to him, and he went. Amen. Praise God. God's speaking to you. Hey, praise God, just go. It's the devil that's telling you no. God will never tell you no, praise God, when it comes to his service. Amen. Praise God, just step out in faith. The call's come. The starting place is there. So we just have to trust the Lord. He said, call to go. And he said he went out. Why did he go out? Because he was obedient to God. Hello? He said he obeyed. He said he obeyed the Lord and he went out. You say, well, preacher, it's just so difficult because I don't know what's going to happen. He said, I just feel so insecure. He said, Abraham did too. He said, not knowing whether he went. He didn't know where he was going. But praise God, God said, go, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. So he got started. Amen. Praise the Lord. All God wants us to do, praise the Lord, today is just get started. Amen. Me and you, praise. Hey, what? This thing's just about over. If you ain't looked around the world scenery, praise God. If you ain't turned the news on last little bit, praise God, this thing's in the final stages. Hey, it's fixing to be a trump and a shout, and God's people's going to go out of here. Amen. And then there's going to be turmoil and hell in this world like you ain't ever seen. You think the Black Lives Matter and the rioting and stuff is bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to get so ugly here. Amen. I'm not going to be here. Jesus is coming to get me, take me out of this place. We better be ready, praise God. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying, praise the Lord. We better just when we hear the call, we better get started for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So the call came and he went because he was obedient. Didn't know whether he was going, didn't know where he'd end up. But praise God, he realized that there was a place. Amen. A place which he should after receive for an inheritance. Do you realize, praise God, we can't see in the portals of glory. But praise God, I know it's there. Yeah. Amen. I can't see in heaven, praise God, but I know it's there. You say, how do you know, Pastor? Because Jesus said so. Amen. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. There you may be also. See, I look at that may be also. Praise God, he said, you may be. If you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin. But if we reject Him and push Him away, we become a fool. Amen? Ain't that Bible? Am I still in the book? Amen? He said, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ and His good things that He wants to give you, He said, you're a fool. I've been talking with the young people in the Sunday school class. He said, that fool is one that knows the goodness of God, knows what God, the help that God's got for you, that He wants to give you, but we reject it and we push it away and we push it away and we push it away and we never receive it. He said, that's a definition of a fool. Amen. Hey, praise God, I don't want to be no fool. Praise God, Father Abraham said, God spoke to him and said he went, praise God, he stepped out on faith and he made a start. He was obedient to the Lord. And said, he was obedient because he knew there was an inheritance ahead. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? Because God said so. Amen. Right. Amen. Jesus said that he's going to prepare us a place. And he said, if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you. Amen. And receive you. You'll get that in a minute. Say that with me. Receive you. Amen. Coming to get us. To take us to be with Him. And then the Bible said we'll be like Him. We'll lay down this body of veil tears. We'll lay down this body of sadness. We'll lay down this old world of heartache. And we'll come out of there shouting. Why? Because we're looking for a city. I'm looking for a place. I've made a good start. I've heard the call. And I'm going to heaven, praise God. Amen. Abraham. He said, Abraham. Abraham. Abraham said, here I am. Amen. He said, Abraham, go. Praise the Lord. Abraham didn't hesitate. Now, there was a little dissuasion there. Abraham's father-in-law, he said, you know what, Abraham said, I don't know about all this. Said, you're going to give up all this. Amen. You go where you don't even know. But oh, Abraham said, God said, go. Amen. He called me and he said, go. He said, what are you going to do? He said, I'm going. Amen. He said, you're going. He said, yeah, praise God. I've already got stuff packed up. I've done made provision. Praise the Lord. I'm going. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm packed up. Amen. Everything I'm going to take with me. Praise God's already in glory. Amen. Glory be to God. My name's written in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Written in the precious and inullible blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Up to for a place prepared. I got to thinking about this. Me and my wife's going to take off Tuesday at 12:59. Remember that. Pray. She says, the Bible said, lo, I'm with you always. But we're going to go over to Asheville Airport and we're going to get on a big old plane. Or probably, well, probably a puddle jumper, really, because we're going to fly from Asheville to Atlanta. But we're going to get on that plane and we're going to fly. Amen. And praise be to God. But you know how we're going to be able to get on that plane? Because our seats are reserved. Yeah. Amen. Our seats are... I mean, why, how do you do that? How did you do it? I called ahead. Amen. See, I called ahead. I got started on the way. I mean, a long time ago. Well, actually, the company called ahead. They done all that for us because they get better rates than I can. But they called ahead. And they made provision. So all we got to do is show up with our ticket and get on board. Amen. I say, glory be to God. When God calls you, if you'll step out, praise God. If you'll make a start towards Him, He'll do the rest. He'll sign you up and get you ready to go, praise God. So that the plane won't leave without you. Amen. Now when we get down there to that airport, when we get down there to the airport and we check in our luggage, and then we roll out there to that waiting room. Now, if we're there in that waiting room and they call for our flight, they call out our number that's boarding now. If we're not paying attention and they said, you need to get on now. If we're not obedient to what they're saying, you know what? We're going to miss our plane. You say, well, preacher, you'll just have to rebook. No, that one's done gone. I mean, there ain't no getting on it then. It's gone. It's finished. It's done took off. It's done hit the air. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we better be ready, pray God. When God calls us, we better repent of our sins, accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and get on board, pray God. Have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. The Bible said, oh, Abraham heard. Amen. He heard the call. He went on. He stepped out. He obeyed. I was just looking for an inheritance. Amen. Didn't know where he's going. We know where we're going. We're going to fly from Asheville to Atlanta. Going to get on a big bird. Then we're going to fly from Atlanta to Paris, France. We'll sit there for a little while, get on another big bird, and fly from Paris, France to Tel Aviv, Israel. Amen. That's our itinerary. Amen. That's a big word, ain't it? Itinerary. My mouth's dry. I can't hardly say it. Better wet my lips. Might say something I didn't want to. So we got an itinerary that tells us where we got to be and when we got to be there. But I want to say, if you're holding your Bible in your hands today, thank God you've got an itinerary. God's gave you a book of wisdom, a book of unction, a book of knowledge, praise God, so that you can know, praise God, that there's a flight going out. And you got to be signed up and registered to get on. Amen. So you got to hear the call, praise God. You got to step out, amen, get a start, and you got to be willing to go. Amen. Like old Brother J.R. Plymouth, when my wife's daddy died, we was all sitting around her mama's big old porch, probably 15 of us all around that porch. And old J.R. Plymouth busts through the gate there. He's a praise of the Lord like he always does. He started around there shaking hands. He said, are you going to heaven? 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 He got about halfway through there. He said, you can say yes. He said, I ain't getting the load up today. Amen. I won't say, praise God, he may not be getting load up today, but we better be ready. Amen. At an hour when you think not, the Son of Man come. Praise God. He's going to step out with a shout and a trump. And he's going to call. He said, come away, my beloved. My fair one. Come away. Glory be to God. The heavens will open up. Glory will shine through. Amen. How do you know, preacher? Because I believe God. Amen. Amen. So we hear a call and we get a start. Verse 9 said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Amen. As in a strange country. Now notice, not only the call and the start, but notice the country that's strange. Amen. He stepped out, praise God, into a strange country. A country that he didn't know about. A country nobody had informed him of. Amen. You say, preacher, how'd he do that? Wasn't he scared? Wasn't he apprehensive? The Bible says by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Amen. By faith Abraham stepped out. Look at Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. The Bible said, "Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." How did he step out with such confidence, praise God? Because God said, "I'm going to show you a land." Amen. He said, "I'm going to let you see it for yourself." I'm going to ask you a question this morning. Do you ever see heaven in your mind's eye? Oh, boy, I get peaks of glory all the time. Amen. I can see those streets of gold, those walls of jasper. Amen. Glory be to God. I can see that magnificent street of gold as it were transparent glass. You say, "Preacher, what does that mean?" It means it's pure as gold can get. Amen. You realize pure gold is almost transparent. You can see through it. Amen. He had a promise. He said, "I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And I will be, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Amen. He said, Abram, I'm going to make you a great nation. And everybody that'll believe and trust like you do, praise God, is going to be made great also. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see Abram, he steps out, praise God, and he steps out into a country, a strange country. Praise the Lord. He sojourns there. It means he's just passing through. Said he's not setting up a real lifelong establishment. He realized that he's just a sojourner. Amen. Hey, and listen, youngins, if we could realize this morning that we're sojourners, we're just passing through. Yeah. Amen. This life that we live is just like a breath. It's just like the dew on the grass. It's just there for a moment and it's gone. But praise God, when we put our faith, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, when we hear the call and we start, when we get out in that country, praise God, it don't matter how strange it is, we got to realize by faith, there's a God there with us. Amen. Amen. He'll help us in the land. In Genesis chapter 12, let me just show you something else. Genesis chapter 12 said in verse 4, said, "So Abraham departed." Amen. He got the call, he started, and he headed for a strange country. Amen. It says that some folks went with him. In verse 5, the last part of that verse said, "And he went forth to go into the land of Canaan." Into a land of Canaan, they came. Amen. He said he come into that land of Canaan. He come into that place. See, God was dealing, before Abraham, God had been dealing with mankind in a general way. But when he calls Abraham, praise God, he calls a specific person and gives him a specific challenge. Amen. And Abraham steps out, praise God, and he heads into a strange country, praise God, to take God up on that challenge. I want to say, this morning, we've got a challenge from God. He said, "You're living in a strange country." Have you ever seen America as strange as it is right now? I mean, we got some strange stuff going on here. We got strange people that's infiltrating the country, and we got some strange people that's been here a while, if you know what I mean. We're living in a strange land, a strange, it's peculiar, strange, we don't understand, but it's the wrong kind of peculiar. The Bible said that Abraham stepped out on faith, he heard the call, he started out, praise God, he was heading for a country. Amen. God done told him, said, "I'm going to give you a country, Abraham, I'm going to show you a country, praise God, like you ain't ever seen." Now, Canaan is a type of the flesh, it's a type of the world, amen, that we live in, praise God, the world that we live in, day after day after day. But God said, "I'm going to go before you and I'm going to cleanse that land." Lord said, "I'm going to go before you. If you'll trust in me, faith, believe it." He said, "I'm going to cleanse the land. I'll take things out of the way and I'll make you a way." He said, wait a minute. Didn't Jesus say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"? Amen. He said, "No man cometh by the Father but by me." He said, "Abraham, if you'll trust in me, if you'll step out, praise God, you'll get in and sojourn the country." He said, "I'll make a way." Amen. And he made a way. Oh, Abraham goes into the land of Canaan. He goes in that place of promise. Amen. That type of separation. He gets separated from the world for the believer. That's where we end up. That's where we come in. We're separated from the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. Amen. We got to be peculiar. We need to be a little bit different, that God might get the glory. And the Bible says that Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem. Amen. In the plain of Moriah, and the Canaanite was then in the land. See, they always have opposition. Amen. But when we get in that country, we realize that we're living in a strange country. The country we live in is peculiar now. more peculiar than it's ever been. But praise God, I want to say God's big as He's always been. Amen. He said it by faith He sojourned in the land of promise, verse 9 of Hebrews 11, as in a strange country. Now watch this, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob and heirs, with the heirs with him of the same promise. I said, what does that mean, Pastor? It means as all looking for the same city. Amen. He said, as all looking for the same ending, praise God. It was camped out tabernacling in this world. I want to say glory be to God. That's all we're doing. It don't matter if you have a mansion on a hill. It don't matter if you have five cars in a garage, two boats on the lake. Glory be to God. First, all we have is this old tabernacle of flesh in which we dwell in. But one day, glory be to God, with the help of the Lord, we're going to say our sojourn will be over and He'll take us up to be with Him.
Amen.
Amen. We're just a stranger in the country. Man, we're just passing through. Amen. This country that we live. We're strangers here. Amen. You ever feel like you don't fit in? Amen. How many sometimes you just feel like you don't fit in? Glory to God. I hope everybody raise their hand. Because we shouldn't fit in. Amen. We ought to be a little bit peculiar. People are looking at us and say, what's wrong with them? Why do they act like that? Amen. Maybe somebody here this morning said, I've never seen church like this before. And they go off, you go off and say, man, them people up there Stony Fork crazy. You ought to have seen them. They just shaking their hands and bobbling their heads and praising the Lord. Amen. Why? Because we're strange. We're living in a strange land. And we're a peculiar people. We shouldn't fit in. Hey, don't let the devil beat you down because you don't fit in. You ought to just shout, raise your hand to glory and say, glory to God. Amen. We're living in a strange land. Praise God. Passing through this country. He said he was dwelling in tabernacles. He said he's the heirs with him of the same promise. See, they was all looking for that same city. They was desiring the things of God. The promise. They was seeing, they was recognizing the promise of the Lord. Amen. When we take God, when we commit ourselves to the Lord and put up a resistance, pray God, we become partakers of the promise. Amen. We're, even though we're passing through a strange land, praise God, we've got a perfect God, one that'll help us along the way. How you say, and I know where you're saying, you say, well, how did Abraham do that? You see, he was out there in the wilderness, and amen, and I can just see him. The Canaanites, everybody else around him, Brother Jeff, and they would say, they'd get him outside and they'd say, Abraham, I said, you know, you got a lot of possessions, great wealth. Why don't you build you a city right here? And you can call it Abrahamville. We'll put a sign up. We'll build a great banner. And we'll say, Abrahamville. Amen. We'll dedicate it to you. We'll make it great. The Bible said, oh, Abraham dwelt in a tent. He tabernacled in the wilderness. See, every time old Abraham would look across that plain, he wasn't looking for home sites. He wasn't looking for a place to build. He was a looking for a city. Amen. He was a looking. He was elevated. He was looking for a city. Every time he'd cross a little knoll, he was looking. He might cross that next little ridge. He was a looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. It has foundations. Amen. He was looking for a building that had a city that had foundations. You know why he wouldn't build Abrahamville? He said, I can't do that, fellas. I can't build this city you're talking about. He said, why not? Oh, God's allowed you to be a great man. People would respect you. They'd worship you. They'd uplift you. You would be like God. Abraham said, fellas, I can't do it. They said, why not? He said, because of the foundations. Amen. He said, I can't build a foundation like God can. Amen. He said, the psalmist said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Abraham said, I can't build on a foundation. He said, I don't have a foundation. He said, God's foundation is the only foundation. He said, the only city that I know will stand will be God's city. See, one day in a little while, they're going to build up a great city. They're going to rebuild Babylon. They're going to bring Babylon the Great. Men will be going to it. They'll be selling and buying and all. Praise God, it's not the city. Amen. People will think it is. People pour into that city. They'll bring their wares. But praise God, Abraham said, I'm not looking for Babylon. He said, I'm looking for a city with has foundations, something that's strong, something that's sure, something that's steadfast. I'm afraid in America we've been trying to build our own foundations. And I want to say our foundations ain't sure. They're shifting. They're like on shifting sand. But praise God, I'm glad there's a God of glory. When He said, the Bible said that He established the foundation. What's the foundation? The foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we build our lives, our homes, our relationships on Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they'll be firm foundations. Amen. Because we're looking for a city. Praise the Lord. He said, for He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So we have a call to start. We have a country that's strange. I mean, we got a strange country. But we also have a congregation of folks. Amen. And they need a stage. A congregation. And we need a stage. We need a place to assemble. That's what a congregation is. See, we're a congregation, an assembly. Amen? But Abraham said, you know what? He said, I know what you're talking about. But he said, I'm looking for a city. And that city has a stage. That city has an assembly point. That place, it has a stage where we can come up. Amen? Where we can be reviewed, where we can be seen, where we can be magnified, where we can be receive the glory of God. Abraham said, I got the call. Amen. He said, I stepped out. I was obedient to God. He said, I headed out into a strange country. Didn't know where I was going, but God did. See, we don't know where we're going this morning. Praise God, but God does. Amen. I want to say there's only two ways to go. Let me just throw this in here in case you don't know. There's two ways you can go. You can go to heaven or hell. Amen. You go to heaven or hell. If we reject the Lord Jesus Christ, that free pardon of sin, you end up in hell through eternity. In a region of the damned where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And I want to say, I've heard young people say, well, I'm going to go to hell and I'm going to just have a party. You don't have no party. Nobody wants to party with you. You go to hell, nobody wants you there. They'll hate your guts. They'll gnash on you with their teeth. They'll tell you how sorry no account you are. They'll tell you how much they hate you. Be living next door to old Jack the Ripper or some old mass murderer. Amen. It ain't a very pleasant place, but I'll tell you what, if we're looking for a city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, amen, one day in a little while, you say, preacher, how do you know? How are you so sure? Because God's Word tells us. Revelation chapter 21, the Bible says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. But listen to this. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. Father Abraham said, I'm a looking for a city. They said, build one. He said, I'm a looking for a city. They said, wouldn't this be a good spot? He said, I'm a looking for a city. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we can't be caught up, praise God, in world and worldliness. We need to be looking for a city. Amen. Because when God speaks and He calls, praise God, we'll be there in that city. We'll see that city. But praise God, if we're looking right now, God will give us little glimpses. He gives us little glimpses of glory when we begin to look for that city. The congregation is a place to assemble. Amen. The stage is set. He said, there's a builder. Amen. In other words, He said the builder there, the builder, the very architect of it, the one that designs it, is God. It has foundation. Whose builder and maker is God. Amen. What kind of city you think it'd be, preacher? I'm going to say it'll be a perfect city. It'll be a place of perfect people. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that because ain't none of us perfect. Not yet, but we're working on it. Amen. Me and you, we're a work in progress. Amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. What are you looking for? Yeah, well, preacher, I'm looking for a promotion. I want to move up the food chain. I want to be something a little bit bigger. I want people to see me. I want people to recognize me. But good for you. I hope you get your promotion. I hope God blesses you. But what are you looking for? Well, I want to be the top athlete. I want to be another Michael Jordan. Well, good for you. Amen. Hope your feet grow as big as his. Amen. What are we looking for? You know what we need to be looking for, church? We need to be looking for a city. We need to be looking for a place with God. Amen. And when we hear and we just take off towards Him, that's what we need to do. When God speaks to your heart, don't hint, don't wait, don't hinder the Spirit. Praise God, just step out and take off after God. You're a preacher, this country seems strange. This way seems strange. That's all right. He said He'd make a way. He's offered you an inheritance. He's offered a promise. Amen. He gave you a place to congregate. He gave you a place to come and assemble. He said, I'm going to assemble my church to me. Amen. Boy, Lord be to God, you say, well, preacher, how can I get there? Your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. If you've been saved, if you accept Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, accepted His death, burial, and His resurrection, praise God, your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you've got your reservation in that city.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. You know why Abraham was so faithful? Because he knew that he had a place in the city. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a looking for the city. What about you this morning? Are you a looking for the city? Amen. You say, well, how do I know? Because you're looking for Jesus. Amen. You're looking for Him. We're looking to Him this morning. And if you're looking to Him, praise God, you're looking to see the city. And guess what? One day He'll be our guide. Amen. One day He'll be our guide. He'll take us right in. Read Psalms 24. He says He ushers us right in there. Amen. That one that's got the holes in his hands and a piercing side. Amen. He's going to, one day in a little while, He's going to call us all together, Him, and He's going to march us right in there before the throne of grace. Amen. Praise God. And then He's going to present that great city, that place prepared for us. And boy, what a place that's going to be. Can you only imagine what it's going to be like? You stand to your feet.